I'm Father J.P. Heath. I'm an Anglican priest. I live in Johannesburg, South Africa. I've been HIV positive for a number of years, and I'm the General Secretary of ANARELA. That's the African Network of Religious Leaders Living with or Personally Affected by HIV and AIDS. For me, one of the most exciting things that we've seen in recent years has been the acknowledgement that even though there may have been a very negative response from the faith community to start with, when we're talking about something as massive as the current pandemic around HIV and AIDS, there is no way in which the world can approach this without the full integration of, on the one side, people who are living with HIV, and on the other side, the faith communities. And I think that that realization is finally coming home to roost. And I think we've moved to a point where people who are living positively with HIV really are at the forefront of helping the world in terms of dealing with HIV and AIDS. And for me, that's exciting. And the fact that that is happening even within the faith community now, for me, is very exciting. And at this conference, which is to be held in Toronto, like Bangkok, is going to be a pre-conference for the faith community. The AIDS conferences, in many senses, are not just places for medical rhetoric anymore, but places to find practical ways in which we can intervene and assist people in their lives. You know, if we were to develop, not even tomorrow, but yesterday, a vaccine and a cure for HIV, the reality is that it'll take another 20 years before it gets around the world. And all that you have to look at to justify the statement I've just made is the way in which 10 years and more on from the time where antiretrovirals were first introduced, for many people who are living with HIV, it's still a dream. It's not yet a reality. We haven't even gotten nearly there. We had the 3x5 initiative where targets were set by the World Health Organization. And although so much was done in terms of making that a reality, at the end of 2005, we were still sitting with only 1.2 or 1.3 million people on antiretrovirals around the world. So we had fallen far short of where we knew we needed to be. And even then, we knew that 3 million was a starting point. It certainly wasn't access for everybody who needed it. So universal access is still a myth for many people. And a vaccine or a cure will remain a myth for many people simply because we're not living in a society and in a world where everybody who needs the healthcare support that they need will have access to it. And that's one of the reasons that we see this great divide between the industrialized countries and the developing economies, because people just don't have access to the same medical care, they don't have access to the same resources. And I think one of the hard realities that we have to face is that HIV is going to be with us for many years still.